the marks of ministers of Christ. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle, one sent forth of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Titus 1:1. Here we have the two fundamental marks of every genuinely, divinely called servant of God and minister of Christ. They may be summed up in two words, doctrine, deportment, both of which are found in God's servants. Every man who is divinely called to the ministry is divinely equipped. That equipment is both natural and spiritual. His natural equipment consists in part of a sound mind and memory, so that he is capable of a protracted study without a nervous breakdown, and of a healthy body, particularly chest and throat, so that he can speak at length without strain, and so that he can be heard. His spiritual equipment consists in part of a true conversion, being taught of the Spirit, the gifts of patience or perseverance. In the verse quoted above, faith has the same force as in Jude 3, being a compendious term for the entire system of doctrine revealed in Holy Writ. The last clause of Titus 1:1 signifies that he practices what he preaches. March 1941.